Only 5 short years after the end of World War II, hopes and prayers for a lasting peace were shattered with the outbreak of war on the Korean Peninsula. This year marks the 75th anniversary of a conflict that altered the global landscape. From 1950 to 1953, more than 1.5 million of our service members would leave their families and homes to defend a country halfway around the world, a country they knew little about. Nothing could prepare them for the incredible hardships that followed. In a place called the Land of the Morning Calm, the Cold War suddenly became hot. When North Korea, with support from the Soviet Union and China, launched an unprovoked attack against South Korea. U.S. troops joined those of 16 other nations in answering their country's call to defend the Democratic Republic and contain the communist threat. Within a year, the war descended into a vicious stalemate along hundreds of miles of contested ground. Conditions became apocalyptic. Savage, unforgiving winter weather compounded the effects of the relentless onslaught. Ill-equipped for the harsh climate, sub-zero conditions killed as many men as enemy guns. As winter turned to summer, monsoon rains transformed roads into rivers of mud. 7,000 Americans were taken as prisoners of war. 3,000 died from deprivation and torture. After 2 long years of negotiations, an armistice, not a peace treaty, was signed on July 27, 1953. 36,000 Americans had given their lives during this fierce and brutal conflict. The wounded numbered nearly 100,000. None who survived would ever forget what he experienced. Korea was once called the Forgotten War, but those who served there must not and will not be forgotten. Etched into the stone of the Korean War Memorial are 4 words. Freedom is not free. Just as you've honored your own in your memories, so we now honor you. You paid the price for freedom, and you paid it for all of us. With us tonight are distinguished veterans of the Korean War. Please rise and thank not only these brave American heroes, but also their fellow patriots across the country.